This is the Maggie Dawn Show. My name is Jim Santel. In this, the final segment of our broadcast this Friday afternoon, June 27th, another historic day in the life and the livelihood of our nation. The Supreme Court basically done for this term in issuing something in excess of 60 cases altogether, had oral arguments in almost all of those, and right now beginning to populate its next docket. Going to be undertaking oral arguments and taking briefs in from the parties beginning, obviously, right now, but hearing oral arguments in October, November, December, January, February of this coming term. But today we have six more major decisions from the Supreme Court, including this major decision from the majority, a 6-3 majority of the Supreme Court, saying that the days of nationwide universal injunctions are over. Great consequences, not only for the issue of birthright citizenship, as we discussed, as the authors of both the majority and the minority opinions have also discussed, but also for many other things related to the president's executive orders across the board. The capacity, of course, of federal district court judges to act, that's not compromised or restricted. They can still enter injunctive orders. The issue is just how broad can they be? They probably now have to apply just to the plaintiffs in front of them. Arguably to the jurisdictions, the districts in which they're sitting. But no doubt, a major process, a major civil procedure change in the way that government works and that courts work, accomplished by the United States Supreme Court earlier today. Supreme Court, again, issuing six cases, six opinions altogether today. Let's talk about those briefly, knowing that we'll talk more about them over this weekend on Amicus, a law review, 9 to 11. Tomorrow morning, Saturday, the 28th, and again, a second time on Sunday at more 2 hours of new content, talking about somewhere between about 10 to 12 cases across the board. But we know that just this morning, Supreme Court rejected a challenge to a Texas law that sought to limit minors' access to pornography on the internet. The Supreme Court ruling that it does not violate the First Amendment to require people to verify their age through measures like what? Like the submission of a government-issued ID. That coming out of the Supreme Court just earlier today. The vote 6-3. The court's three liberal members in dissent will talk more about that case. That case this weekend on Amicus, a law review. We've got another case involving LGBTQ storybooks. You know what this case is about as well. Public schools in Maryland, by virtue of a decision issued just this morning, have to allow parents with religious objections to withdraw their children from classes in which storybooks with LGBTQ themes are discussed. That's the ruling of the Supreme Court again, 6-3, three court members, you know who they are, dissenting. The case concerning a new curriculum adopted in 2022 by the Montgomery County Public Schools, that's Maryland's largest school system, for pre-kindergarten through the fifth grade in that school district, must allow parents with religious objections to withdraw their children from those classes. We'll talk more about that case as well this coming weekend. Interestingly, that in the published versions of the opinion, you've actually got color versions of some aspects, some excerpts from those particular storybooks, including Pride Puppy, Love Violet, Born Ready, and Uncle Bobby's Wedding. The Supreme Court justices have decided to post actual color pictures of what those books are all about in their decisions. They're in an appendix. You can go online and take a look at those right now. It's good to read the opinion, but if you want to get a sense of what this case is all about visually, they're there as well for you to see. Supreme Court punts. Decides not to take on a Louisiana voting map until next term, deciding today, once again just this morning, not to weigh in right now, at least, on Louisiana's contested congressional voting map. And what do they do? Instead, they decided, okay, we're going to punt this, we're going to send this into our next term, scheduling it for proceedings in the next term beginning in October. No explanation for why they did that. All but one paragraph in a six-page order was written by Judge Clarence Thomas, who's the lone dissent. He wrote that he thought the court has a duty today to hear that congressional redistricting challenge, and the justices have an obligation, he said, to resolve those challenges promptly. It's a twisted legal battle there about whether or not the decision to draw lines in Louisiana was prompted by racial considerations or political decisions based upon the 2020 census, something we've seen here in Wisconsin as well. And significantly, too, there is this case upholding, yes, indeed, another version, a latest attack on, but upholding a portion of the Affordable Care Act. Supreme Court on Friday upholding that portion of the Affordable Care Act that requires insurance companies to offer some kinds of preventive care for free. 6-3 decision. This one written by Brett Kavanaugh, the majority ruling that a federal task force, series of task forces that determine which preventive health measures insurance companies have to cover under the law, that requirement at no cost was indeed and is in fact constitutional. It plainly is good news for all of us, all of you who are in support of the Affordable Care Act. The case stemmed from a lawsuit brought by some parties seeking to block free preventive care. That preventive care also including things like cancer screening and medicine to prevent HIV transmission. Today, the Supreme Court is saying that no, those insurance companies are indeed obliged to follow what the task force says on preventive measures and provide that care absent any cost. All that and more coming out of the Supreme Court today. We're going to talk about all of that and more this weekend on Amicus Law Review. For today, on behalf of Jacob, on behalf of Jamie, on behalf of all of us here at Civic Media, on behalf of Maggie Dawn, I thank you for your time, your attention, and we look forward to more discussions like this on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. Have a good Friday, everybody.